Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 13th day of November 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 44 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And rainstorms coming in, turning into snowstorms, turning into rain to snow. It's wintertime, and I don't like it. But then again, there ain't a damn thing I can do about it. I've written some strongly worded emails to no avail. Anyways, let's see what we have on the itinerary. Poll, less than 30% of Americans favor amnesty for DACA illegal aliens. And we're going to play with these numbers like they play with these numbers. And we're going to do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. We laugh at polls. We know that polls are all a fraud, but this is a chance for us to show just how much of a fraud they are. They're saying 30% of Americans favor amnesty for DACA illegal aliens, and it's not 30%. Let's see what it really is. Breitbart, this is from Breitbart, sent in by a reader for discussion. I'm from the Trenches, worldreport.com. Fewer than 30% of Americans prioritize, and see the way they word this, prioritize. Americans favor, prioritize favor. You see how they play the word game here? Along with the numbers game. Fewer than 30% of Americans prioritize the award of permanent amnesty to 800,000 illegal aliens shielded from deportation by President Barack Obama's DACA amnesty. In a new poll by Morning Consult and Politico, just 29% of Americans said allowing illegal aliens on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals DACA program to permanently remain in the United States and receive a pathway to citizenship was a priority. Support for amnesty for DACA illegal aliens has dropped 10 points. I love that they do have a clue. They know what's really going on out here. This is just the word game. Dropped 10 points among Americans since Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced in September on behalf of President Trump's administration that the Obama-era program would ultimately be ended in March 8, 2018. That's when they announced the six-month extension for DACA and started writing out the goddamn green cards. even among Americans who are Democrat. Oh, so you're talking about Democrats and Republicans. So what this really is a poll of 25% of the population. And you're calling saying that 30% of Americans, again, 30% of, well, I guess it's right around 25-30%, but 30% of 30% is, let's see, a third is, I'm going to have to look at the number. It would be, it's not that much. It's like 3%. 3%? Now, that sounds more like it for this country. Because, well, you know, all the communists, I mean, maybe we'll go 6%. I mean, I'd have to do the math, and I ain't ready to do no math right now. I'm trying to think of what it would be. 30%. You got 35% of the population, which we'd have to break that down into about 100 million people. And then 30% of 100 million would be about 30 million. So 30 million out of 300 million would be about 10%. So we'll do it that way. It's 10%. 10% that would make up the communists and the invaders here that are voting, that are registered to vote in our elections. So that all comes out right. Even in Americans who are Democrats, even among Americans who are Democrats, support for an amnesty for DACA illegal aliens has fallen to less than 50% because they went out and they've tried to push it. They had them going up to the Capitol, going to force it on us. And everybody's just going to give it a go. You sons of bitches, we have had it with you. Only 44% of Democratic voters, said giving amnesty to DACA is needed to be a priority of Congress. So what they're, like again here, what they're talking about is registered voters. That's all these polls ever are. And as the majority of the people in this country are not registered voters, to pretend that they can predict anything with them is just pure bullshit. Months ago, though 53% of Democrats said DACA amnesty was a priority, so that'd be 53% of the... I see the Democrat half of that would be, let's look at this. I want to look at this. Among Republican voters, I see. Months ago, though 53% of Democrats, so if Democrats make up half of that 25, which they don't, they're less than that, probably about 6%, I got to believe, of the people that actually went out and did the deed last time. But we'll call it 12%. So 53% of that's 6% people. A little over 6%. But there you go. Among Republican voters, a DACA amnesty has dropped 28% in September to a mere 19%. If it's 19, I mean, and you're only counting a quarter of the population, what are you, 1.9%? Today, and I mean, this shows to go you what the priority was here for this election and why the stupid people went out there and just, I mean, bought the fraud one more time. Oh, he's gonna, I mean, you people, you trenchers out there, you know how many times you heard it. He's gonna, every one of them's gotta go. That's what he said, remember? Each and every one of them had to go. No amnesties. They all had to go, and we'd decide which ones of them we'd let back in through that little door on the wall. Remember? But here we have the truth. You know why this son of a bitch is over there with his smock on in Asia, hobnobbing and butt-kissing with his communist brethren over there? They've pretty well swept the main issue of the whole election under the carpet, haven't they? And you know they're going to continue to do that. They're going to distance themselves from it. It's going to seem like a faraway thing, like jobs, jobs, jobs. I mean, when it comes close to an election, it's going to be immigration, immigration, immigration. And as soon as the election's over, wait, I still got it, man. We can do this. That's it. This is what it has come to. They ain't doing one goddamn thing different because there ain't no way no international billionaire is going to throw out a slave labor force. Just ain't going to do it. Anybody that would believe that, well, they would buy oceanfront property in Arizona. Among Republican voters, a DACA amnesty has dropped 28% in September to a mere 19% today, November 17th, with independents, the support for prioritizing. See, they play these games. Should we prioritize that? You know, should we do it or not? How about just, do you want the son of a bitches here or not? They would never do it. Because you put it like that, and people, I don't want them here. I ain't met no American national who wants somebody else here driving their wages down and, you know, taking up the welfare and all the goddamn goodies that go with it. Not one have I met. Prioritizing DACA amnesty for illegal aliens dropped the largest in September. 35% of independent voters. Now, how in the hell can, I mean, we got to break this down even more, because out of that 25% that vote, I mean, You're talking that you got independents, you got Democrats, Republicans, you got Green Party. I mean, people realize the minute numbers they're talking about and their polls that they're trying to run our frickin' lives by and try to tell us what we want by. Government by poll, a poll of a handful of the people that are stupid enough to go along with it that are actually traitors. So what you're doing is you're pulling traitors in this country and telling us this is how the American people think. Well, I think you know that this isn't how the American people think, at least not the majority. The majority you do not have in control. That's why you're sitting in the state of panic, man. I've been watching the propaganda, you know, like on the mainstream idiot box coming out of Fox News. Now, you, on the one side, you got the Democrats, man. They want you to worship transgenders and faggots and all these sick son of a bitches. And on the other side, you got the, you know, because you do have two sides to this coin that has nothing to do with America. But on the other side of that coin, you have, well, you have hero worship, and those heroes happen to be a military. So what you have is they're trying to push police and military worship. I swear to God, this is what, I mean, one thing after another, when they, you know, somebody's standing up talking about football or baseball or what might have you, or basketball, they got two big flags behind them. And the reason that we, that national anthem, people, I want you to know, there's the only reason that that is played is to honor the fallen heroes who have served the corporation around the world in tyrannizing and committing tyranny and eating out people's substance and stealing their resources around the world. That's what you stand up for. And this isn't me. This is what they're telling. This is why they're pissed off, because people aren't standing up for the national anthem. Now, you got all the stadiums are empty, and it's really quite fun to watch. All the good old boys, you know, you got to love your military. Even if they are the sons of bitches that have stripped your goddamn Bill of Rights away from you, stood there sentinel in front of the goddamn international occupation. You got to love them. You got to worship them. That's our military. That's our heroes. Really. But this is what I'm seeing. And I'm seeing a big push. I mean, they're getting close to, I mean, I think that they understand this whole fucking thing is coming apart on them. And what they're, you know, they're getting geared up for what they've always done in such situations, this time for World War III. This thing falls apart on them. The next step is to go into war. But the people are just too goddamn educated this time around. I think that's why, I think they would already done the war thing. They're sitting there pulling back, going forward, just I'm fighting amongst themselves. We can't do this. It will not work. If you go in, you jump into this war like you want to do, and what if nobody comes to fight it? What if everybody says, come and try and bring me into your war? I'll shoot your ass because you are the son of a bitch and enemy. I understand that now. How would it be if you couldn't get 75% of the people of this country to participate in an international world war? It'd be hard to win it. It's just like when Barack Obama, Barry Satoro wanted to fire the love missiles into Syria. Everybody said, go ahead, you better get your goddamn shit together and get ready to go over there and fight, because we ain't doing it. In fact, we're going to take your ass out while you're busy over there, asshole. This is where we're at, people. And here we have 30, I mean, we keep coming back to this, and we're going to keep coming back to us. Because this is the big lie. I mean, this is why, this is what we're going to use at the trials for the son of a bitches that went out and voted when they knew better. When they knew we were under occupation, when they knew the War Powers Act had suspended our Bill of Rights and our common law courts, they still went and they cooperated with the occupation, giving them their, giving acquiescence not only for themselves, but for the rest of us. When we knew better and they knew better, but hey man, they were getting their bread buttered on the other side, man. They thought there was something good. I mean, it's like down in South Carolina, man, I see the people that, you know, they're so goddamn happy, guys. You know why? You know why they're happy? Because more trillions are being sunk into the military, and they get to build bombs, and they get to build, you know, stuff to go over to other countries to kill little children. They're just such fine people. Hey, man, our industry's going. That's all that goddamn matters. Hey, you know what? What did you do in South Carolina before you became a war industry? Maybe you ought to grow some goddamn food. Maybe you ought to create something that helps life instead of destroys it. And I mean, you people make me sick. I ain't kidding you one little bit. Any of you that adheres to that shit, you are the most, any of you calling yourselves Christians, if you are Christians and there is a God, you're going straight to hell. I can tell you that right now. And most of the people in South Carolina do kind of sway that way, don't they? Oh, we're good Christians building bombs to go blow up Arabs to take their oil for Jerusalem. I mean, for Israel, sorry. You think that's how it's going to work out? Because that's what I see. And again, you know, places like these where they, you know, depend on this war manufacturer, man. I mean, you sick son of a bitches. I guess that you would cut up your own little children and put them in the goddamn grinder as long as somebody gave you some money for it, huh? No goddamn conscience. Oh, but you're very religious, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Who we got there?
Everybody knows on September 11th, we were just standing there minding our own business when they attacked.
We were. You know, Charlie, you're absolutely right. I can't understand why that happened. And, of course, being as it was, 15 Saudi Arabians and 3 Jordanians, we immediately attacked the Iraqis and destroyed their country, blew it back into the third world, and then ran a pipeline down to Israel so that their crude oil could be shipped down to the to our masters there. Yeah, I mean, we've had such righteous wars. I mean, we should be proud of our heroes, guys. Look what they've done for us. In Iraq, they destroyed a first world country. They bombed it back into the third world. Like, I talked about shock and awe, you know, all these sick son of a bitches. I've seen them. Go, GW! You're fucking retards is what you are. You are mentally deficient. I seen the stacks of the little children in the back of the goddamn. We got to stop them wars. We got to stop these the weapons of mass destruction by dropping daisy cutter bombs down onto to their cities, city busting with daisy cutters, killing children by the hundreds, by the score. You betcha. No, I can't understand those people, Charlie. They hate our freedom. That's what it is, dude. That's why the world hates. They hate our freedom. You betcha they do. Despite little support for amnesty for illegals, Democrats, the Republican establishment, the cheap labor industry. No! Now we're getting into conspiracy theories. The cheap labor, do you mean the international billionaires? Are they the ones that want these son of a bitches here? Really? Cheap labor industry, big business, and the open borders lobby have teamed up to relentlessly push for legalizing up to 3.3 million illegal aliens who are on the DACA rolls or eligible for DACA, who are up to 3.3 million. Wasn't that about what Reagan lied about 10 million of them? Oh, but don't worry. We're gonna get security, and anybody that hires them, well, there's going to be a consequence, really. While pushing multiple amnesty plans in the House and Senate, lawmakers, especially those in the GOP, have ignored Trump's popular immigration principles. I love the way the campaign promised that got the bastard in there because a bunch of retards actually believed it. But now it's been reduced to, what was it, Trump's popular immigration message? Was that what it was, people? Is that what you remember? Or was that what got the dirty bastard in there? Because, you know, even anybody who would look at it and say, you take away that 100 million son of a bitches who ain't supposed to be here and shut our borders. Man, that 100 million of our people living in the tent cities and they're homeless across this country, they'd be invaluable again, wouldn't they? Anyway, here's Trump's popular immigration principles. Construction of a border wall. Deporting unaccompanied alien children who are not at risk in their native country. No, that ain't really what he said. He said everyone who had come here illegally was going to be deported. Not my words, his, okay? Preventing criminal illegal aliens and gang members from receiving immigration benefits. Oh, you mean like handing out the $257 checks, or cash, hell with checks, they don't need checks, cash to the MS-13 gang members and flying them into our cities and into our neighborhoods? You mean like that? You think that's really stopped people? Do you really? I mean, he lied about everything, but they're doing something on that. I'm pretty sure they are. Really? Mandating E-Verify, which weeds out illegal aliens from taking U.S. jobs. Well, they were going to be doing do that since Reagan, weren't they? And there were going to be penalties, weren't they? Eliminating the diversity visa lottery. Classifying overstaying a visa as a misdemeanor. It ain't even a goddamn crime. It ain't even a crime yet, people. You think that they might want this really actually down deep inside? Because, you know, if you don't want something, you try to deter it. I don't see no deterrent here. I see actually coaxing. And rewarding. Restricting certain federal grants to sanctuary cities that refuse to detain criminal illegal aliens. Just criminal illegal. See, that was criminal. We're going to just talk about it. That's what Obama did, didn't he? He said he was going to do something about immigration. Oh, well, we're going after the criminals. And this is just, I mean, goddamn. Yeah, what you got is, Hillary Clinton, only it's some kind of hermaphrodite is what it is. And it's calling itself Trump. And you ain't got nothing different than you would have had with Hillary Clinton. I mean, he's over there in Asia with his fucking communist smock on. sucking up to the Asians, handing your goddamn country over to them, and bragging about it. Man, you think about even 50 years ago, when my dad was, he was beat about by, about 30 years younger. I mean, he'd have been in his 30s, 40s. At that time, if somebody would have just, China? You're selling parts of our country to China, you goddamn traitor? Don't you know about the communists that were fighting in Vietnam? That we just fought in Korea? Don't you know about them? That the Chinese, they're red communists? And you're over there so merging with them? Merging my country into their country? Ending family-based chain migration, and you know they're going to do it, people. Like they've done it. I mean, when they tell you they're going to do something, they do it, by jingle. Enacting a merit-based legal immigration where only qualified immigrants can enter the U.S. And right now, if they did that, that would just be targeting the tech jobs because they've got plenty of cheap labor here. They've got a whole nother goddamn population of it, and you know it well as I do. This would be targeting the technology industry, the middle class, to get rid of the last of the middle class. We're going to select the ones to put you out of work, so get ready. Unlike an amnesty for illegal aliens, many of Trump's pro-American reforms are actually popular with the American people. You bet. You know what? And one of the reasons that he's the hell out of this country is because this shit's falling apart. People have seen him for what he is. I bet his real support, he's probably about where George Bush Jr. was, about 6%, 4 to 6%. In reality, this is real people, okay? Not the bullshit numbers they give you. But in real assholes that are actually back in his play, 6%. The same poll found that 68% of Americans support mandatory verify. You bet the people support it like they did back with Reagan. That's what Reagan was going to do. You're going to verify that the son of a bitches are legal. They don't get to work. You know, you cut off the goddamn welfare and the goddamn housing and the free education and the jobs. They would go home. There'd be nothing for them to be here for, would there? I mean, it's always been that simple, and everybody's always knowing it. I mean, back before Reagan, I mean, in the years leading up, from like Carter to Reagan, they were bringing them in, you know, but it was after Eisenhower, and then you had Nixon. And during those years, why do you think that they weren't just pouring over here? Because, by God, if you hired an illegal or you aided and abetted one, man, you got in goddamn trouble. But nah, man, some rich billionaires, international billion and trillionaires decided we got to get slave labor to the United States. It's fucking up the whole slave market across the board. And we just got to do it. They got the resources there. We're having to haul them clear over to China and over to India and South Korea to manufacturing. Man, that's costing us bucks. We need to get the slavery right there where the resources are, just like we have them in Africa. Since DACA's inception, more than 2,100 DACA recipients saw their protected status revoked for being involved in gang activity or suspected slash convicted of a felony. Due to a loophole in the DACA program, more than 39,000 illegal aliens have been able to... I love this part. This is the saver for the whole article. To top it off, to savor it for the rest of the day. Due to a loophole... Man, these attorneys who write this subject matter law, they wouldn't put a loophole in purpose, would they? No, they work for us. Due to a loophole in the DACA program, this illegal, unconstitutional program that's been admitted by Trump ran on it being illegal, okay? And then, of course, the supreme assholes for the government told the government that, yeah, this is actually illegal even by our standards. But, hey, we're going to talk about the loophole in it, the loophole in this illegal program. More than 39,000 illegal aliens have been able to obtain green cards. Of course they have. And more than 1,000 have been naturalized. After it's been declared unlawful. Well, that's just how it works when you're on the other end of it, I suppose. Oh, what's up next? A new record yet again. Oh, this just goes right with it. This flows, man. I'm telling you, we make the news flow for you. A new record yet again. 95,385,000 Americans not in labor force. The army of non-working Americans continues to grow. This is from Budget 350. It was sent in by Larry for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We continue to live in a country with two very different stories to tell. In one of those stories, we have a country with a very low unemployment rate and a record in the stock market. In the other story, we live in a place where 95,385,000 Americans are not in the labor force. This is what you see when you're recolonizing a place. That's it. You remove them from the jobs. You got new people that are going to put in them jobs. You got peons, coolies, peasants. They're coming from the third world that are going to replace these Americans who actually think they have some stake in this country, that they actually own it. In the new record was reached in the latest set of data released by the Bureau of Labor and Statistics. This is a bigger issue than most would like to admit. Many older Americans are drawing substantially from the government, and we now have a younger American population working in low-wage positions. And by God, this is what I see across the board. This is truth. With the people that are working, I mean, my sons, what they work at, two of them, I mean, if they'd have been in my generation starting out, I mean, they would be in the upper middle class, or I mean, middle, upper middle class by now, because of the schooling they have and the work they're doing. But now, I mean, they're just, you know, they're making shit wages. And that's, but you know, the people that they're working for, they're getting the tons of money from their labor. Because for one reason, they have access to the currency so that they can set up a business to exploit my children's talents in their work. Period. That is how it's been set up for some goddamn lazy fucking masons. These dirty fucking masons that have, they have access. They don't have to know nothing coming out of school, you see. All they have to do is, hey, Uncle Izzy, I mean, I need $2 million to start a business over here. I'll go hire all these talented Americans who can't touch that money because they're not goddamn in the goddamn cabal. They're not goddamn masons. And I sit up and I just write checks and they do all the work and I just get all the money. How long do you think that's going to last before the worm turns and people start swinging? Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific time, and that was Bob Seger with Feel Like a Number. Don't even feel like that no more. Feel like a human resource. And that's even worse than a number. We were talking about a new record yet again, 95,385,000 Americans not in the labor force. Now, of course, it makes sense that we take those out that are retired by their own free will. But what about those being forced into retirement to cash in on Social Security since their earnings are so low and they need other income? Most of the elderly depend on Social Security as the primary source of income. Many are now operating under a new retirement model called working until you die. And that's what it is, too. I mean, goddamn the people. We're the owners of the richest piece of real estate on planet Earth, and where it is treated like dog shit. And that's enough of that. This is something we told. Now, remember that Sessions, I mean, we passed new, stronger asset forfeiture laws. And what did we tell you guys that it was for? Drug raids continue to target illicit marijuana operations from Siskiyou Daily News, sent in by Swifty Lomax for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And Swifty says, do the math on these stat reports, and apparently the value in their eyes is from $12,000 per pound to $140,000 per pound, and they've always done that. I mean, when they say that, you know, it's retailed out, I mean, or what it would be wholesale, they're talking about breaking it right down to the gram and down in the ghetto where you pay $10 a gram for weed. And that, I mean, so that they, but I'm telling you, in the meantime, there's big houses being taken. There's properties being taken. Man, they're ching ching, and we'll show you what you do, what happens to you when you try to compete with our Mexican marijuana in the United States by growing your own. The Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office released the latest statistical data on illicit drug seizures. No, marijuana, made during 2017 and during the last 2 weeks. I mean, their drug war is coming back to life. Man, there's ching ching. Like I said, you know, talking about their tax plan. They're giddy about it. They did actually, you guys actually fell for it. I can't believe it. We're going to make it to trillions more. You're so stupid. That's how they are. The Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office, okay, operating on private property using search warrants, the Siskiyou Interagency Marijuana Investigation Team conducted a series of counter-drug operations. No, what they are is money operations. During the period ending November 3rd, search warrants were served primarily in Mount Shasta Vista, Mount Shasta Forest, Klamath River County, country estates. I mean, these are places where these people got big houses and big, I mean, they're making bucks here, people. They're making bank. November 3rd, search warrants were served primarily in Mount Shasta. We did that. Okay. Forest estates. That's where we were, and hit areas targeting large cannabis cultivation sites. This raises the total number of search warrant operations initiated by SIMIT to 188 for 2017. During 2017, SIMIT has seized 27,798 illicit cannabis plants worth about $333 million if you break them down and sell them $5 a bong hit. On the retail illegal drug market, SIMIT has seized 17,047 pounds of illicit marijuana worth about $68 million. Bullshit. Bullshit, people. On the illegal drug market, 5 THC extraction or honey oil labs have been seized along with 27 firearms. They're not talking about the estates they have seized and the cash that they have seized. I mean, that doesn't count in the equation, because they're going to keep that kind of quiet, because this is a plan coming together now, isn't it? SIMIT has been serving search warrants as a team with additional assistance from the local, state, and sometimes, just sometimes, from the federal level. SIMIT, again, worked with Siskiyou County Public Works. I mean, your public works, that's what they are. They all got guns, and they're out there robbing people. And code enforcement officers from the planning department. Of course, the planning department, they're all armed, too. They're all out there going to take your goddamn property away from you at gunpoint, too. Code enforcement officers are forcing their efforts are focusing their efforts on illegal structures, illegal porta potties, water treatment, septic problems, well issues, fencing, generators, and other ordinance related violations. Everybody's going to get their cut, and that's what really counts, isn't it? Public Works is providing exceptional support by providing dump trucks and backhoe and a backhoe to help haul the large mature cannabis plants encountered by the team. A dump truck. Really? Okay. CSO also initiated a special on-highway. Oh, this is their little part here. I wonder how many cars they confiscated from people because they couldn't afford insurance. SCSO also initiated a special on-highway counter-drug operation during the period of September 23rd to October 29th, which focused its efforts in areas most impacted by illicit drug, where people might have a little money in their pocket, by illicit drug trafficking operations. During this period, 18 illegal drug seizures were made through traffic enforcement in high-impact areas by patrolling local roadways. 17 of the seizures involved illegal loads of cannabis being transported on Siskiyou County highways. Marijuana seizures totaled 117 pounds of illicit cannabis worth $16 million. Bullshit. God damn, if it's that much, I'm going to start growing. A million on the illegal retail drug market, really. The seizures ranged from 5.8 grams, which is about less than an ounce, to 1,548 pounds of illicit cannabis. And how many cars did you take? How many houses did you take, you sons of bitches? We know what this is really all about. And this is, I mean, we're talking, this is a big industry. And it's going to get bigger, thanks to Mr. I mean, we had the reports coming out, you know, we need this to run our operations. Well, you don't have, I mean, your operations are depending on you taking people's property without due process of the law. Oh, this must be okay by the people. Well, maybe we could do a poll and see how many people support this. I'm sure it would be a number we wouldn't believe or recognize. SCOC patrol units were assisted on one stop by a CHP, that's California Highway Patrol. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife, well, that's what we hired them for, wasn't it? To be out there, you know, pulling us over and taking our cars and shit. That's what they're for. That's what the... Where was it? County marijuana... Let's see, where was it? Involved in road cannabis. I had it right there. Fish and Wildlife is what it was. Fish and Wildlife. That's what... I mean, the Fish and Wildlife. They're out there doing marijuana bus, people. I mean, you talk about when you start letting illegal corporations form up and take goddamn fiduciary power. Well, here you got it, man. Let's see where we got it here. County highways, marijuana seizures, totally we did that. California Department of Fish and Wildlife assisted with another seizure. Now the Fish and Wildlife, the people that, I mean, what? They're going to be cutting up the proceeds from your house and stuff because you grew a plant? This is what that whole thing with Sessions was all about. We told you this is what it was all about, and it's just begun. Because, see, down in California, you know, they have the medical marijuana, but, I mean, even up here in Oregon where you can grow it, I guarantee you there's big grows all around where I'm at, man. It's harvest time right now. Goddamn, I guarantee you ain't paying $16.8 million for 100 pounds of it. At any rate, it's coming here. I mean, all the people that have come here and bought properties and stuff so that they could grow marijuana, they're coming to take your property. And when they do, I told you so. You really didn't need them to give you the okay and say that they had the authority to tell you what you could or couldn't put in your body. You should have fought it right then and there. It's like the Bundys. You know, that bringing up, well, they can't have federal authority here. Well, that's where your fight better be. You take it somewhere else and put, well, you done acquiesced. You done said, because they told you it was okay, you done said they have the authority to tell you it's okay. And if they have the authority to tell you it's okay, then they absolutely have the authority to tell you it is not. And now you're going to have them feds coming in, and they're going to be taking your properties that you work so hard on. It's going to be theirs, and they'll sell them at auction to Chinese. The Chinese are coming in. They got lots of money that they took from your resources, so get ready to kowtow, people. The California Agriculture Station staff in Hornbrook were instrumental in assisting with the large seizure of cannabis as well. Agriculture Station. That's one of the goddamn road things. When you're going down the road, when you cross into the state, the agriculture check, they come up and ask, do you have any fresh fruits or vegetables? No, but I got a whole bag full of goddamn caterpillars back there. Can I take them? During 2017, SIMIT conducted nearly 200 counter drug operations in various areas of Siskiyou County, mostly in Shasta Vista, Klamath River County, estates in the Hornbrook area. See, they're going after the rich people. These people, they watch the movies about the Californians down there, and it's been going on for a whole long time. They got mansions down there. They've been growing for generations down there. And now they're moving up into here, you know, up in further up north. And, that, you know, these estates and stuff, I'm telling you, this is what they're after.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
They're gonna use the water against them. They're going to tax the hell out of them. You know, they're going to make them pay out the ass for the water.
Well, the water situation, they're taking out dams up here is what they're doing. And, it is to gain control of the water. But I tell you what I believe the water the deal is all about. Now, my buddy, he was a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, he went down, his parents were sick. So he had to go down to Orange County, California. And on the way down, he seen them tearing out pears, just groves and groves and tons of them. And he was down there a couple of months. And on the way back, he saw, rice paddies now. Now, I'll tell you what takes a lot of water is rice paddies, because it's actually a flooded field. It's a rice paddy. And that's why they're getting a hold of all this water. It's going to go down for the Chinese operations down in California, because the Chinese have merged in this country. We are now half red communist. And it's going to, it's just like attaching that Bill of Rights to that Constitution. You can't have two documents with opposite subject matter without one devouring the other. And it is for the red communism to devour whatever's left of a notion of freedom in this goddamn country. Hornbrook area, Weed, Lake Shastina, Montague, Big Springs, Mount Shasta Forest, Mount Shasta, Iron Gate, Conco, Lake area, I guess, and Butte Valley. And the Hilt area, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, that's the FBI feds. With Sessions there, you know, the big C's of the property. They bolstered this, getting the people to get into this marijuana thing and let them say that they had to say. So, the local yokas, they said it's all right for you to grow a plant, but the feds are going to come in and take your house for doing it. Ooh, what a twist of events. The Federal Bureau of Investigation and Drug Enforcement Administration served 7 additional search warrants in partnership with SCO. SCSO SIMIT, the Siskiyou Unified Major Investigation Team, and the North State Major Investigation Team. Ching, 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 ching. 150 criminal cases are being prepared for submission to the Siskiyou County District Attorney, and it doesn't matter if they prosecute them or not. They already took their shit, huh? And we know that they don't even have to file a charge. They can just take their shit. According to Sheriff John Lope, I guess it is, we have seen hundreds of large-scale illicit cannabis growth sites in many county areas, and these recent operations prove there is still a large-scale effort by many illegal growers. I mean, this is what gets you. You know, I can go out in my yard right here where I'm at, according to this bullshit. I mean, I could anyway. They do not control us. They've never had the authority. But by this, the notion of state legislation running your goddamn life, I can go out in there and I can take swimming pool things and put goddamn marijuana plants right out there in my yard. No, and but that isn't illicit. When you cross that borderline, it becomes illicit. And I'm telling you, this is one of the things the founders did. I mean, that was one of the things in the Constitution. They were supposed to keep the laws uniform. And the laws that were uniform were supposed to be staying in Washington, D.C. if they were federal laws. And the state laws, even if they were uniform, they could not violate the Bill of Rights, which says that I can grow any goddamn plant out in my yard I want to. I can eat it. I can grind it up, make tea out of it. I can stick it up my ass in the suppository. It ain't none of their goddamn business. I'm harming no one. If I'm harming anyone, it's myself, and it ain't none of their goddamn business. Growers violate the law and exiting county guidelines. Oh, that's it. Scary. Many illegal growers to violate the law and existing county guidelines, which do not permit more than 12 medical cannabis plants. See, that's just, it's not that they, the thing is, what's got to pissed off, I'm telling you guys, because I live in the real world, is their dope coming out of goddamn, their marijuana. Marijuana, it ain't even dope. It's marijuana. Their marijuana coming out of the goddamn south, out of goddamn Mexico, out of the, you know, further south, I mean, all over the place. It just can't compete. Nobody wants it. People in this country are connoisseurs. You know, they want to smoke the best of the best, and they make it themselves. And it is the best of the best because they make it themselves. They put the care into it. They're not trying to grow a whole goddamn field of it. They're trying to grow 10 excellent frickin' plants. And what has happened is just, it's killing them. It's killing their, I mean, it's like the pharmaceutical industry, which actually does control the opiates in this country, the cheap opium. Yeah, on the streets. I mean, right here in this town where I'm at, I've talked to you guys before. I've told you that, you know, I've heard there's heroin on the streets here in this little town. People getting shot. There's been a few shootings here in the last few months. One guy killed over there on the bridge, man. There's some boys from out of Reno, and then got into it with a local kid here. And they shot him in the back, and they went up and popped him in the head. So we're getting all the goodies that come along with this goddamn government-sponsored goddamn opium. Because the opium that is in this country came from Afghanistan. It came up from Afghanistan where the poppy fields are guarded by United States soldiers. It came from Afghanistan in CIA transport planes that landed in South America, where it was processed into heroin. And then brought up here where other agents of the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, brought it across our borders and started selling it on our streets. Ching, ching. This is what it is, people, and we all know it. And now we're going to have a war on this epidemic that we created. And you're going to have to surrender some rights. I mean, we're going to have to get tough to clean up this mess that somebody made. And we know who that somebody is, don't we? Let's see where we exist. Oh, the 12 plants are required to be grown in an appropriate indoor structure. There is also substantial evidence of large-scale organized crime efforts to finance the numerous illicit grow sites. I mean, you are the organized criminals, you sorry son of a bitches, by definition of the English language. You have no authority. You are operating out of any kind of authority that could exist. That makes it color of law. That makes you the goddamn gangster. You have no say. If I got 10 acres out there, and I want to grow 10 acres of goddamn pot and sell it right there sitting on my porch to whoever wants to come up, it's really, I promise you people, by our law, it's none of their goddamn business. They ain't got a word to say about it. And it all comes down to they're protecting us. But when we look at this protection that they're giving us, what they're really doing is they're stealing us blind. They're taking what we make. And that's another thing that kills them about the marijuana. It's all of this. I mean, they're out here where I live. There is so much untaxed money being made. Oh, my God. People are making, they got pockets full of, because it's all dealt in cash. That's why they got to go after, you know, that got to get that cashless society. Because people are, I mean, hell, you're going to go pay taxes. You're going to go buy licensing and all that shit when you can just grow it and sell it. Really? We're Americans. This is what we do. I wish I wasn't such a noted person. I would be making a hell of a lot more money. Where were we? 12 plants. Okay. Large-scale organized crime to finance it. You bet. You're the organized criminals, you sorry bastards. The number of plants seized have typically ranged from 99 illegal plants to a high of 2,985 plants on a single parcel. Oh, my God. I bet George Washington had that many at Mount Vernon. Most of the cannabis plants in these county areas have been harvested, and we are focusing our attention on indoor cultivation sites, processing facilities, and THC extraction labs. Most of the processed marijuana seized has been packaged for transport and sales. Oh, and goddamn, you're not making the money. Well, see, when these same people, these drug enforcers, same people, now they have their marijuana coming up south the border, their shit, dink, shit marijuana coming up south the border, and there's just no market for it. So now they get to take these people out, seize their property, and then drive the price of marijuana up until people actually buy their shit product. And that's really what this whole goddamn country's about, isn't it? The SCSO and the Siskiyou County District Attorney's Office formed SIMIT during 2016. And the team, see, they're getting us all ready because this is all planned ahead of time. This thing with Sessions, you think, everybody think, oh, gee, they got this guy in, they did that. Bullshit. Bullshit. It's but what they do, they all shit through the same hole, and it's all designed to shit on us. Team has assumed the primary mission of enforcing drug-related laws in the county's marijuana ordinance on private property. It's a county's ordinance. Let's see here now. County ordinance, a guaranteed right under the Bill of Rights. Well, certainly that county ordinance trumps, right? Isn't that at the bottom of the, at the foundation of all of this shit? Does a county ordinance trump my right to be left alone? You can produce no witness. You have no jurisdiction over me. You cannot come at me as a county agent for breaking one of your rules. You can't do it. I don't live by your rules. I live by the Bill of Rights. And that's all. I mean, that's what me and my people have agreed to do. I have harmed no one. Yeah, I grow 10 acres of marijuana out there. Big old bastards. And I'm selling it right on my porch. But your goddamn ordinance can't trump my right to do it. I know you want the money. I know you want to take my house. You want to take everything I've made. You want to take the sweat right off my goddamn brow. But you can't. And someday, I think my people are going to enforce that Bill of Rights and your asses are going to hang. Oh, we are now one state closer to having a corporate-dominated constitutional convention. I think we've had a goddamn corporate. The corporations run this goddamn government. This year, you know, they're talking about a continental convention, you know, so that they can change the Constitution. And, man, the warnings, there's nothing to stop them from doing all of this shit. They're setting the prelude here. So I think they're at 28 states, and they need, like, 34, okay? Now, if they go to do this, they're saying, oh, it could get loose. Corporations come in and just make y'all slaves. Well, no, they can't. Because that Bill of Rights can't be touched. And that Bill of Rights says you can't create anything in that Constitution. See, what you're trying to do here is use Article 5 in the Constitution. You think you're going to step in and just make yourself gods. I mean, you're going to affirm what's been actually from the get-go here, that you are the aristocracy and we are the peasantry. But that Bill of Rights, because you have to operate, that Article 5 is a part of that Constitution. It would be an authority you would have to use to try to meet your end goal. And the ninth article says can't be used for that. So when you try this shit, make no mistake about it, you're going to get shot out of your boots. You son of a bitches are going to hang across this country. While Democrats on Wednesday were feeling encouraged and empowered by Tuesday's coast-to-coast rejection of Trumpism, whatever, Republican legislatures who control Wisconsin did what the GOP does best in elections, voted to rig the system in favor of their agenda. Oh, yeah, it's Democrats versus Republicans, just like it was in that last article. I think they all come together. I think that they're putting out a false front against it. There is. We know the truth, don't we? There is no left. There is no right. There is no conservative. There is no liberal. There's just law, or there is not. And right now, there is not, and it needs to be. These son of a bitches need to be brought to face the law, to face justice. What they have done is beyond outrage, and they continue daily. On to, okay, becoming the 28th state to do so in recent years. 34 states are needed, according to the nation's founding document, to launch a process that would open up the foundation of the America's rights and laws. No, not rights. You can't touch. See, that's what they want to try and get you to think, that they can touch that. That ninth article says what it says. And I'm telling you, when this war happens, it's going to be over that ninth article, period. They have assumed powers they can't have over us people. We have the right to be self-governed, to be left alone by these bastards. They're not even supposed to come in our world. And that ninth article is the key. It is the hinchpin. It is what the ninth article will be what this war is about. It already is what this war is about, because this war is happening right now. At any rate, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, think ninth article. Understand it. Know it, because this is what we're going to have to kill them over. That is The Word from the Trenches. Stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio, coming up right behind us.